Radon has been a topic of discussion for many in the foothills. Recent studies have indicated that radon levels in Okotoksan area are among the highest in the world, and research continues to be conducted on why that is. The town of Okotoks is aware of these studies, said Ginny Toffelmeyer, town of Okotoks Environment and Sustainability Coordinator. We often get Colin DeMay, prominent radon scientist, to speak at green living workshops about radon and how to mitigate it in people's homes and just awareness, she said. DeMay is one of only two certified radon mitigation trainers in Canada, and co-authored a 2017 study indicating that Okotoks and High River have the second highest average radon readings in the Calgary metropolitan region, after Cochrane. Beyond workshops, the town directly tackles the issue by letting residents borrow radon testing kits. According to Toffelmeyer, the town has 4 radon monitors that residents can borrow for 1 week. Testing should be conducted for a minimum of 3 months, and Toffelmeyer said the kits are meant to give residents an idea of what to expect if they undergo proper testing. The monitors aren't there to give you a decisive amount or a decisive result of what the radon is in your home there, she said. They're generally there to help those who do have really high levels in their homes so that they're aware of that and they can take further precaution. Toffelmeyer, who underwent radon mitigation at her home, emphasized the town is not a scientific authority on radon. As a government, we're providing education for people, we're providing learning opportunities and we're pointing people towards the local radon remediation companies to get their information and to talk about what they can do in their home, and I feel like that's the best that we can be doing for our community at this point in time, she stated. After finding a radon pipe installed in his home shortly after purchasing it, concerned homeowner Martin Sladek believes the town should be doing more. Look, first of all, Okotoks is extremely expensive when it comes to taxes, said Sladek, who moved to town in 2021. They should be concerned and they should be helping the people that are moving into this community. By telling the builders they have to put in this mitigation system in there, they have to put in the air pumps. The National Building Code in Alberta currently mandates that dwelling units and buildings containing residential occupancies shall be provided with the rough-in for a radon extraction system, and that other penetrations of the floor be sealed to prevent radon gas from entering living spaces. It's like building a car and not putting an engine in there. It doesn't make any sense, said Sladek. In a letter to The Wheel, local architectural technologist Sean Rose wrote that a radon vent rough-in must be provided, but the actual presence or severity of radon infiltration cannot be accurately determined until after construction has completed and occupancy has been granted. The rough-in is required since it is prohibitively expensive to address it after the slab has been poured, but a full evacuation system may not be required and could be an unnecessary expense. Rose added that making radon mitigation by home developers mandatory regardless of radon levels would incur additional expenses on all residents. I cannot comment on whether or not the town would make a full radon mitigation system mandatory for all new buildings, but will say that the town has the safety of Okotoks residents in mind at all times, hence providing the rental of the monitors free of charge for over 6 years, said Toffelmeyer. DeMay, who is considered to be at the forefront of the growing field of radon mitigation, said all homes should test for radon and, if necessary, undergo mitigation. Any house that's touching the ground has the potential to have high levels of radon, he said. If you live in a houseboat, don't test for radon. You're touching the water, not the ground. If you live in a treehouse, you're fine. For everyone else, test your house. Learn more about radon testing and mitigation on the Canadian National Radon Proficiency Program, CNRPP, website.